First of all, it is the first museum in the world, founded by survivors, implemented by survivors, and taught by survivors. So they were the very first people who really actually worked there, started collecting documents, started collecting testimonies, and started also to deal with it in an artistic way, in a museum, which is amazing if we talk about 1949. Then this museum is in the middle of a kibbutz, so it was very much a part of a living society that decided to become a society of memory, which is also very, very unique. And that the idea was not just to remember, but to teach human values from the very beginning, which is also maybe not surprising. Nevertheless, surprising. Their suffering was not the issue. The issue was we want to commemorate what we lost, but in order for people to choose for life and to make life as good as possible, not only for themselves, but for everybody around them. So taking responsibility for others as well as for themselves. This is very unique if you talk about Holocaust survivors.